Greg's my assistant here since my crew decided to be late today. Anyway, welcome to Security Guy at RadioSecurityGuyTV.com at Black Hat 2017. What's your name, sir?
I'm Greg Maudsley.
And what's the name of your company?
Menlo Security.
Turn a little bit this way for me so we can, this way, we want to see your see your face. All right, there we go.
There we go.
And what does Menlo Security do?
Menlo Security is the industry leader in remote browser technology or isolation. And what we do is we basically eliminate threats from web and email.
Remote browser. Okay, so that's somebody hacking my computer with their web, is that it?
So when we talk to CISOs, we hear from them about 80% of their pain is caused by people clicking on links in email or going to a site and contracting malware.
Okay.
And when you do that as an end user, if I'm going to say www.verypopularsite.com,
or how about thewhitehouse.com? You know what that is.
Right? My browser will go out to that website, fetch thousands of lines of code, execute it all on my endpoint, and we don't have any way of knowing, or traditional security technologies don't have any way of really knowing if that code is good or bad. So our solution actually renders a virtual browser on your behalf out in the cloud.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Where we are now fetching and executing all of that content remotely, and then we're issuing a brand new set of clean instructions down to the browser. And we do it in a way that doesn't require any endpoint software, and we do it in a way that is 100% secure.
Right.
Not 99%, it's 100% secure. It maintains the user experience 100%. And it eliminates false positives for the administrators that are trying to manage these threats.
Now, is that like a sandbox? We talked about that last year. It is a sandbox in the cloud for your browser? Is that
so? It's oftentimes confused with a sandbox.
Okay.
Ultimately,
it's not surprising I get confused.
But but ultimately, a sandbox is still trying to make a good versus bad determination.
Right.
So our philosophy and assumption is that everything is bad. So at no point in time are we ever trying to make a good versus bad determination, because we don't know what's good versus bad tomorrow.
Right.
We know what's good versus bad today. But if we don't know it, we can let it through if it's, not we, but traditional security products, right? If it's a sandbox. So we are executing everything remotely, but we're not letting any active content actually reach the end user or the end user device.
So now this is what I say to people in access control. I say, everybody's a no. But in most access control systems, talk about physical security, right? What they try to do is they try to say, we're going to manage exceptions. And I know we're not supposed to let people in, but we like David, and that's the boss's secretary, and so on. And it turns out to managing exceptions. And instead of just saying no and then clearing you, everybody gets to come and accept this guy.
Right.
So I love this philosophy that everything is no. It just makes more sense.
Yeah, exactly. And that's it. And so, people are free to surf the web, right? It's safe to click now. They can click on anything, and we don't have to worry about anybody contracting malware, ransomware, drive-by exploits. And it's also very applicable to targeting spear phishing attacks as well, because now we can take links from emails and rewrite them such that when you click on them, they pass back out through the isolation platform. We not only protect you from malware, but we can also protect you from credential theft, or the users from credential theft, by placing users in a read-only mode.
Oh, interesting. All right.
Yeah. So you can interact with the website, click on links, copy, paste, print, as you normally would expect to do, normal end user experience, except that now, I can't enter my credentials into this phishing site. And we leave it up to the administrator to either relax or tighten those input restrictions as they see fit.
Now, what protects Menlo Security's virtual web server in the cloud from getting attacked the same way, right?
Yeah. So we undergo security auditing just as any other security company does, right? We're a cloud-based platform, either in the cloud, which we have a global cloud, actually.
Right.
And we also have a virtual appliance that can be deployed in data centers. So for some larger companies that want to manage their own security, their own infrastructure, they go with the virtual appliance. For others, the cloud-based solution suffices, and we undergo very, very strict and diligent security practices around our cloud service.
Pricing, is this something a small company can afford? Should a small company use it?
Yeah,
because I think that's where we're going to get attacked first, right?
Right. So this is it's a global service, and it's as applicable to a 50-person company as it is to our largest deployment is 240,000 users worldwide.
Oh, wow.
Right. So it scales, and it's very, very elastic. That's one of the benefits of having the cloud. And it's a subscription service, being that it's a cloud, so 1 or 3 year subscriptions. And yeah, like I said, we have very, very small customers with very, very large customers, all of which are finding equal value from the service.
Interesting. Give us the name of your website one more time.
It's www.menlosecurity.com.
Oh, I almost forget. Every show, I get a little worried about what's happening. I feel really better about this product. I feel the safer now that it's out there. But tell us what you worry about. What keeps you up at night? As a security guy, as a human, what bugs you?
Well, ransomware.
Okay.
Right. I mean, honestly, I'm as worried about it for myself and my family as I am for my company.
Right.
And it's fairly insidious, but I do sleep better at night knowing that I'm isolated. I use the product every single day. So I feel somewhat protected.
Excellent. Greg, thanks for coming on. It's good to get rid of us. Good idea.
Pleasure
appreciate
talking
it.
To you.
Thanks a lot.